a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Everybody, chill out. Everybody, just sit back. Step off. Shut up.
Yeah.
Cameron Ling.
Yes, Tom.
Is bringing some content to the table.
Take the floor.
Stop acting like it's such a surprise.
Hey, no, it's not a surprise. It's what you paid for. I'm just want to make sure it gets the reverence it deserves.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Tom.
On its annual appearance.
Well, it's another installment in the chapter of the life of Jed Ling, my young son.
Yes. Yeah. Love Jed. How old is he? Six?
And where is he right now? More importantly.
He's the one you lose all the time.
He's the one we lose. He clearly, while he's lost, he goes on massive journeys of discovery and discovers things that I'm not exactly aware of where he picks up certain things from.
Okay.
That's good parenting.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to go on your own little journey, even if you are now 8 years of age.
Oh, he's eight.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been telling people he's six.
Yeah, that's why I just said that too.
Well, he's kind of still the little, like, angelic baby face.
He's the baby of the family, absolutely.
Yeah, little beautiful one.
Your kids are so beautiful.
Has a soft little voice too at times. When other people are talking to him, you could mistake him. If you met him and spoke to him, you could mistake him for a really nice kid.
Little cherub.
But then occasionally you can hear his beautiful little voice wafting through the air. And if you listen closely and you pick up on what he's saying or sometimes what he's singing, you'll quickly change your mind.
Okay.
Because the other night, I thought, oh, this is beautiful. The boys have gone to their bedrooms. It's getting towards, bedtime, sleep time. Mm-hmm. They've gone down. Max goes down and shoots a basketball in his little basketball hoop on the back of his door.
Good on him.
Henry does sort of his creative little colouring in that. And Jetty, he was just sitting there, just singing songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, awesome. This is beautiful. I'm just going to stop and listen.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. Like that little voice, little 8-year-old. I mean, how innocent and pure could this be? Aww. And then I started picking up on the lyrics. Mm. I'd never heard this song before that he was singing because, as you know, I'm not up with a lot of the more modern music.
Mm.
So he was singing Roy Orbison.
Something post-1963.
Singing about surfing USA or something like that. I heard that one. And I had to then quickly, while I had my phone in my pocket, Google the lyrics that he was singing to find out what song he was singing to fully understand what I was hearing.
Okay.
Because what I was hearing was just maybe a little on the disturbing side when an 8-year-old is singing.
All right. Oh.
So these were the lyrics that my beautiful little cherub was singing.
Yeah.
I don't like no whips and chains and you can't tie me down.
Oh, goodness.
But you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me. That's the song.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow. But you can whip your loving.
Controversial song. Young is he doing this bit too?
Well,
Young
impressive.
J-E-D.
Well, the next line in particular, now I'm tentative to actually say this one, it was, I'm vanilla, baby, I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby.
Yeah, that's a controversial line.
When you hear a little 8-year-old singing that, I'm like, what?
But was he giving it some sass when he was, like, was it performance based?
Yeah.
It
wasn't just like a little mumbling along with it. He was into the song. Yeah. I'm like, please don't know what those words mean.
It's just what happens to every parent. We were children of Limp Bizkit and Dr. Dre.
Oh. Do you know what it was for me? It was I like big butts and a candy bar. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. I want to talk about stuff that washes up and you're like, ooh, what is that?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like there's so much we don't know about the ocean.
Oh, yeah. It's so like space. We know more about space, than the ocean.
Yeah.
There's as much freaky deaky stuff in the ocean as there is in Cameron Ling's spa. Things that wash up out of that. Mm.
Deep sea spa. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Some of those keys get washed up at the beach.
No, you can't make the jokes, mate. It's not funny when you do it.
No. I'll just sit here and cop it.
Mm. Thank you.
All right.
That's what he's... No, I'm not.
Should we wrap it there?
Yeah.
So off the coast of Oregon, over in the States, so Portland sort of vicinity, talking northwest. of the US, there has been a really big something that's washed up, and people are like, well, for a while, like people walk on the beach, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Turns out it's a big ass sperm whale.
Oh.
Yeah, with the square heads, sort of Pinocchio style.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you want to know how it died?
Oh, natural causes, just say that.
Yeah, sure.
Had a good life.
Naturally sort of ran into a big boat.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so it's washed up on the shore there. It's huge, 16 metres long.
Wow.
That is big.
It's big. And at the moment, the photos, because you know they swell up, they get the gas inside and they swell up and they explode.
Okay, so
or they get detonated.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they have to detonate them.
Yeah.
To get them to wash away.
Looks like a sock right now. At the moment, it's deflated.
Okay.
On the beach, big ass sock.
Okay. All right.
Floppy old.
Mate, descriptive.
Are they the.
Okay. No.
Are they the
whales? Because the two aren't conducive to each other. Yeah, you know what I mean? No, so it's what are you saying? Is it a sock?
That's a sock. Let's just leave it there. It's a whale. We don't need to worry about what kind of whale it is. It's a sock. It looks like a sock. It's very flat and floppy.
Are they the whales with the like the valuable stuff in them?
Ambergris
is any whale. It's whale
vomit.
Yeah, whale vomit.
I don't think you can, once it's dead, I don't think you can make it vomit.
Oh.
Well, you probably,
I don't know if you can go inside.
Can Google that? Can you dig in and.
Okay, it's actually illegal.
Its guts?
Just leave animals where.
Well,
yeah.
Funny you should say that. You know, here, what they do is they sort of, what do they do? Tow them back out into the water or they get rid of them.
Yeah.
They get the sort of the diggers out and move them. They're just going to leave it.
Oh.
In Oregon, they reckon they're going to leave it because coyotes and several other eagles and coyotes specifically
will be able to
feed on the whale for quite some time.
Yeah,
Can I send a warning out to the people of Oregon?
Mm.
Don't go swimming in the ocean near that whale.
Yeah.
If coyotes are chewing on it and little bits are going back into the water, it's going to be some big sharks coming in the area.
Coyotes are the natural predator of sharks, so they won't be coming around.
You do not understand the animal kingdom at all.
I understand perfectly.
Shark versus coyote. Who wins?
5-2, 2-3-2,
9-5-5.
So money the waters, mate.
You're in the middle of the Surf Coast Highway. No. So tell me, because you spent a lot of time walking Wombie on the beach, don't you?
Yeah.
OG Way.
Yes.
Down the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found anything weird on the beach? Or?
Oh, yeah. There's been plenty of stuff. Like sometimes you find something, and one time I thought I'd have to call the police because I'm like, this looks not great.
Stashed.
It looks like it's not an animal. It looks something, but it was fine because I went on the OGBH community Facebook page.
Okay,
it's all good.
Yeah.
But we have found, remember we found that dog tag? And then Jimmy called up the guy and was like, do you have a dog?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you walk your dog on the beach? Yeah. And I was like, why are you asking him like that?
Rod from Winchelsea is on the line. Rod, what did you find on your treks along the beach?
Yeah, it was actually an ambergris.
No, you did.
Yeah, I was in between White River and Separation Creek going back probably about 35 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a big interest in this because I got done for an April Fool's gag once.
Yeah.
I forget who it was from. It was
guy in Torquay. He did it on socials and then you got onto
Jimmy. No, I think maybe it was Rasta Surf or something that put it up. And they said, go down to 13th Beach, there's ambergris.
Yeah.
And I called Jimmy James. I was like, get down there now. So how did you find it? Did you smell it? Did you know what it was? Or like, how did you figure it out?
No, I didn't know what it was for a start off. It was just in between the rocks as you walk along the beach.
Yeah.
And we spotted it and picked it up and took it back. And it was an old bloke in the caravan park there. Knew all about him. And, he was telling us what it was.
Wow.
And did it turn out to be valuable? Did you get money for it?
No. It ended up, we had it for probably 30-odd years. And it just like went to a ball of hard rubbery kind of stuff. And, we didn't sell it, but evidently they're very, very expensive. They make perfume and stuff up there.
It is. Now, the thing with ambergris is that in Australia, it is illegal to sell animal products of endangered species, right?
Oh.
So ambergris comes under that. So there is a loophole.
Yeah, okay, that Lockie will explain off air.
What I will say is that, Rod, I hope you still have a hold of that.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Oh,
you tried like to make your own perfume with it.
Well, we end up, I'm not sure what happened to it. We had an old house that we end up pulling down and built a new house on the same property, but I'm not sure where it went.
Yeah, mate, right. You've got to excavate right now.
That
you're
house
sitting
down
on a gold
pull
mine.
It up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just want to let you know that we are live on K-Rock Instagram at the moment if you want to get a visual of this.
Oh, let me brush my hair then.
All right, be nice if one of us would. That would be
good. Okay, that's offensive. Anyway, hello to everyone who's on board. It's nice to see. I'll just wait for a couple more people. Nah, like and subscribe. What I will say is that home decor I find really difficult.
Okay.
I just feel like there's always something new. There's a new pillow. There's a new rug.
You don't like surfboard chic?
No, yeah, we've got a bit of surfboard chic in our house. And, you know.
Cuckoo clock chic.
Well, yeah, there's a bit, it's a little bit, you know.
Eclectic.
Eclectic, yes. And so I was lucky enough to be gifted something by my brother. And it was very, very sweet. And I think it goes perfect. The way that our living room is set up, we've got, it's like an inbuilt wall system for stereos and whatnot.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't fit your TV.
No, it does fit a TV, but only a certain TV, right? So this is perfect in the little hole where your maybe a DVD player would go, right? So it fits in perfectly.
Oh, so like a little – it's only like quite a narrow
– oh, look, it is a bit. I'm just wondering, because my brother gave me this.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so cool.
Star Wars Lego.
Yeah.
And I might hold it – yeah, Star Wars Lego, right?
Right.
Now, it's not your normal Star Wars Lego. It's actually the writing of Star Wars.
Yes, yes.
As it's written at the start of the movie, so you can imagine it.
Like I'm on scrolling Instagram, like up you can the
like, screen. Right, I mean, like, you know, scrolling up, good bless you, Thomas.
Sneeze, sorry.
And I'm going to pass it around. Don't you dare. I know what you're like.
With it.
Yeah, because it's 700 pieces.
That is not Star Wars.
Why is that labeled as Star Wars theme?
700 pieces.
Wow, did he make it, by the way?
No, I made it.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah, in a flurry.
Oh, so he gave it to you.
He gifted me
the pack.
The pack.
And yes, there it is.
This is the words bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he gifted me the pack and then I made it. Now, as far as decor in the living room goes.
Okay.
Because it fits perfectly.
In that slot,
what are we thinking?
It's heavier than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
okay.
it's very cool.
Oh, there's lots of pieces. So do you know what I thought when you pulled it out? I was like, oh, he's cleared out his sort of, I don't know.
He doesn't want any more. He's got
crap that he doesn't want.
No.
He bought that for me specifically. Chris, shout out to you, you beautiful soul.
He's an adult, so he doesn't need this anymore.
Well, that's...
Log, you get an absolute hell yeah from me.
You reckon?
I would put that pride of place in our living room.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, you are a 12-year-old boy.
Correct.
Cameron
Lee. Yeah.
And Lauren, you dress like a 12-year-old boy, so it all fits,
It does fit, but we're trying to go for, you know, cool decor at our house, and will it really be okay to have Star Wars Lego prime position in the living room?
Why is this even a question? 100% yes.
Yeah, Tom, your thoughts?
Look, I wouldn't.
If you
don't,
on.
Don't pretend that you're Mr.
Back?
Mature.
Can I have it back? Don't. No, I'm serious.
It's just this one bit looks
no,
like
I'm
it's
telling.
Off
I'm there. Honestly.
It's just one bit. Looks
no,
like
don't.
It's,
no, I'm not fun. I'm not fun. Give it. No, I'm serious.
Don't mess with
it. He's taking
brain.
It away from me. Remember.
He's gonna eat it. Don't swallow it.
It's just a little bit. I should be able to swallow this piece of Lego without.
Mate, I am so not joking right now.
If
you put your mouth on.
I'll just touch it with your tongue. You'll love that.
If you. Mate,
Tom, we've got to work with her for the rest of the show. Don't.
Okay. No. Sorry, I've just got to kick Tom. So
I'll be like a child. I'll put it inside my... If we're all being children, I'll put this one in my
I'd
nose.
I'd rather you lick it. Don't put it inside your nose.
What about you acting like you're Mr. Mature? You have 78 basketball singlets.
Yeah, in my wardrobe, not adorning my bloody lounge room where
don't you have them stuck all over your bedroom wall?
Chic. No, our design... is very chic in
okay.
your house.
All right. Well, that's all right. So Star Wars Lego is A-OK in the living room.
100% yes.
Good to know.
Tom's going to keep that piece and it is going to mess with your brain.
Oh, some people are saying glue it together and then put hooks on it and use it as a key hook. That's an amazing idea, Paige. Thank you so much. Everyone on the Insta is saying that that's awesome, so good.
Pop it in the bin.
This. Give it to me. Give me the piece. Give me the piece.
What piece, mate?
Oh, Tom.
I don't know what you're talking about. You okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm good.
Gave you your Lego back and you kept, then you spiraled, didn't you?
Just for everyone
what
listening.
What else have you done? What else have you done? Did you do this? What did you do with it?
Not fun.
Tom, out of sheer fear, gave Loggy her piece of Lego back so it could be completed.
For those who missed it, I've made a 700-piece Lego. It's a Star
Wars. 700 pieces, really?
Yeah, Star Wars.
Wow. That's good use of your time there, mate.
It's the actual word Star Wars. And you thought it would be funny to take a piece and then lick it, put it in your nose. And I would just, maybe I thought I was better mentally than I am at the moment, but I was not very stable. And I said, give it to me.
You crashed hard.
I love the fact that just before we came on air then you said, oh, it's all good. I was just acting. It was just all an act. Like, that was so fun.
And then you looked at me, you're like, nah, babe. Because Chris from Workdays came in and said, are you actually all right?
Yeah.
And Tom's like, no.
She was not.
I had to get hand sanitizer to sanitize the block that you touched.
The last tiny little piece.
Look, we all have our things. I'm sorry. I'm having a day.
It very quickly moved into duty of care sort of territory for me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'll keep it brief.
What?
And I won't name names to protect. I tried to get my mate to come on and tell us about it himself. But essentially, remember yesterday we had that story about the lady who drove from Sydney to Perth to live in a share house. And when she got there, she essentially got ghosted by the guy she had been talking to and she was supposed to be living with or moving in with because he was like, oh, my wife says, no, you can't come and live here because you're a 24-year-old female.
Yeah.
Right. Something similar but different happened to a mate of mine many years ago. He was talking to a girl online. They were getting sort of pretty close.
Okay.
And there was sort of a relationship formed where he certainly wasn't sort of talking to anyone else and was quite into this girl. And she lived in Perth and he lived in Geelong. And he saved up some money and flew to Perth to meet her and hang out.
Did she know he was coming over?
Yeah, she did because it was part of this conversation.
Yeah, nice.
So he was going to stay with her when he was there and, you know, he was going to be there for about a week, I think. So had like a proper holiday planned in and they'd sort of talked about things that they would do, go to Rottnest and that sort of thing.
Cute.
Show you around Perth. Great, right? So then I don't know. So I don't know if the disconnect was that he actually went ahead and booked. But so he did, he booked the flights, went over there, and she went radio silence.
And that's an expensive flight too.
Yeah. He was going to stay at her place?
Yeah, so he got there, nowhere to stay, had to book a hotel, which, you know, as we discussed in the story of the other lady, is not cheap. You know? And so ended up staying two nights in Perth before she finally replied to his messages.
Back on the airwaves.
And she said, my boyfriend doesn't think it is a good idea if you come and stay with us, but do you want to come and have breakfast with us tomorrow morning?
Pardon me?
No.
So he did.
Oh, my God.
Of course he did. He's like, I've come all the way over here. I've got to at least meet you.
And so.
Is the boyfriend into it?
No. Oh. So he was like quite standoffish. The boyfriend didn't want to be there either.
I would be too.
It was the most awkward breakfast ever.
I have to be.
What?
And then they sort of parted ways after the breakfast and then sort of never spoke to each other again. And he stayed for like another 4 days. Just touring around Perth on his own.
Oh, that is pure awkwardness.
That's wild.
Ghosted when you got there.
Terrible.
These ladies on the internet, they're not real. They're not real, I tell you.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, everybody, block your ears for 1 sec for this little beep. I haven't got them to change the beep yet. Hang on.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy's 1 second song.
All right, 1 second song. We play 1 second of a song and we try and guess what it is. AJ's here. Hey, mate.
I like that you two winced at the beep, whereas Lingy and I just took our headphones off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an option available to you.
We are tough and we endure. Mm.
Yes. Well, Loggy probably kept her headphones on because she's an audio guy. She can hear just 1 second of a song, know it straight away. That's how this game came about.
It did. And so the rules and regulations we don't talk about because there's too much going on. I will sit out the first 1 second of the song, though. And AJ, normally there is a theme. Do you have one today?
You probably noticed it around the office. I've been on edge for the last 48 hours over what's happening in my beloved state of Tasmania. And the fact that the Devils could be gone before they even get off the ground.
Yeah.
So we're going back through the music history books and we're looking at artists who went a little bit too soon.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say Tasmanian musical artists. I'm like, this is
there's
so
Luca
AJ.
Brazzi, yeah. And there's Luca Brazzi.
Yeah.
And there's Luca Brazzi.
So the way it's going to work is we're going to play 1 second of a song.
Yep.
We're going to guess it, hopefully. If we don't, though, Tommy's then going to play 3 seconds of a song. And is that when you're going to be allowed into the competition?
If you two can't get the 1 second, then I can go for it.
And okay. If any of us can't get it after 3 seconds, it's going to be a 5 seconds. And after that, well, bad luck to
yeah,
us.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll need some clues. All right, here we go. Question number one, 1 second song for this week. Ooh.
Oh, I reckon I
Loggy's got this look on her head.
No,
hit me with 3 seconds, but I'm nearly... Yeah, go.
You think you know, do you?
Yeah.
Look.
Tom.
No. It is... Well, that's weird because Gone Too Soon, Savage Garden... all right, I Want You.
That's the correct name of the song, yes.
So, did someone die?
No, they made two albums and then they famously said, we're never speaking to each other again.
Okay.
Darren Hayes giving an all-time answer of we might reform the band if it will cure cancer.
Oh, okay.
And the best word in that, might.
Yeah, that is sad.
Okay.
Well, good stuff by you, Log.
Thanks, sorry.
So that's 2 points. Hey, it's two points?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
We don't hate you, mate.
So once again, I'm sitting out the 1 second.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number two for 1 second song. Tom.
Lee.
Oh.
It's Nirvana, In Utero.
No,
God,
you have it.
Oh, hang on, now you're gonna.
Oh, I know.
Come as you are.
No. Yeah, come as you are. Lingy gets a point.
In Utero was the album.
Yeah,
3 points. That is 3 points for you, Cameron.
3 to me, 2 to you, Log.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll say Tom's coming third.
Well, it could still, who knows what can happen on this game.
Cameron, don't. This is us versus her, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Stick strong.
Just remember where your friends are. Okay. Here we go. Question number three. Tom, that is Aerials by System of a Down.
No, it's not Aerials by System of a Down.
Ah, brutal.
Look at your smile on your face, Log. You're so happy. I have no idea, so
it is System of a Down, and it's, is it Toxicity?
Yeah. It's not Toxicity.
No! Oh, does that mean I get 3 seconds?
Yeah, we got 3 seconds.
Here we go, 3 seconds.
Damn. Loggy.
Can't just say your name and then leave.
Chop Suey.
It's Chop Suey.
Aren't System of Down still a thing?
No, they haven't been a thing for a while now.
Ah,
oh, I thought they came.
Where they're
back.
Playing gigs. Anyway, cool. All right.
So that is another
4 points to Loggy. Three to me. Zero.
Hey,
to
I participated. I got in there. I got involved. That's
you did.
The main
you
thing. Had a got my hands dirty. Press some buttons.
Well done, Log. Love your work, AJ.
We all had fun.
Yeah. We'll play again next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.